Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, March 23rd. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And if we see runaway prices again, that it would have to be reviewed and we'd be back at the table.
Government to sign off on energy supports and prayers asked for woman assaulted in Tipperary. Plus we have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Taoiseach and Taoiseach are today putting the finishing touches to the fuel supports being announced tomorrow. Simon Harris confirmed at the weekend that short-term measures were being introduced to reduce prices at the pump following the ongoing conflict in the Gulf. He says the measures will strike a balance between providing help now and keeping some of our powder dry for the future. It's expected the package will include a cut to excise duty on petrol and diesel and an extension to the fuel allowance scheme. Hauliers say supports to tackle the rising cost of fuel need to be substantial. The government will hold a cabinet meeting tomorrow on a financial package to help them, along with households across the country. The haulage industry is expected to get an excise duty cut and a diesel rebate. Irish Road Haulage Association President Eugene Drennan says that would be a positive move.
That would be excellent. And as to how it would come to us, it would be also important. Further importance would be that it would be kept under review, and if we see runaway prices again, that it would have to be reviewed and we'd be back at the table.
Meanwhile, Iran's president is accusing his US counterpart of making delusional threats. It's after Donald Trump said he would bomb Iranian power plants if it didn't fully open the Strait of Hormuz by tonight. Israel has vowed to support US strikes on Iran's power grid, but Iranian state media is reporting that the country will target Israeli nuclear sites if it does. President Donald Trump discussed the latest developments in a phone call last night with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and both leaders agreed to speak again soon. Back home, the family of a young woman injured in a serious assault in Bird Hill in County Tipperary are asking people to pray for her recovery. The mother of one in her 20s from Limerick was airlifted to University Hospital Limerick on Saturday night and has now been transferred to the Head Trauma Unit at Cork University Hospital. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Gardaí say video footage of the incident at Bird Hill has been circulated online and they're appealing to people not to share it but present it instead to investigating Gardaí. The young woman's family have posted her photograph on social media and are asking people to pray that she'll recover. Gardaí want to speak to road users on the R494, that's the old N7, between Bird Hill and the M7 motorway between 5 and 6 on Saturday evening. In particular, they're seeking information about a grey 4 Transit van and a blue Volkswagen people carrier, which were seen in the area at the same time.
It's feared a number of people are dead after a plane collided with a fire truck at LaGuardia Airport in New York. Images show extensive damage to the nose of the Air Canada aircraft, which appears to have hit the vehicle shortly after it landed, after a one-hour flight from Montreal. News outlets are reporting two people were killed. A number of others are critically injured, including firefighters on board the truck and some of the 70 passengers on the flight. A major new survey shows more than 7 in 10 migrant workers here are exploited under the current employment permit scheme. The Migrant Rights Centre of Ireland questioned over 1,000 permit holders, exposing widespread abuses across the country. Director of the Migrant Rights Centre, Neil Bruton, says it's not a problem affecting a small number of rogue employers. It's a systemic failure of the entire system.
Our report is showing that the exploitation of migrant workers is at staggering levels. It's showing really that it is systemic, it's routine, it's not a few bad apples. You know, if you're a general permit holder, more likely than not, you've experienced exploitation in your work.
Two men are due in court this morning, charged in connection with a €2.7 million drug seizure in Dublin on Friday. Gardaí found 38 kilos of what's believed to be cocaine at a business in Coolock and discovered another kilo of cocaine and 1 kilo of cannabis in a follow-up search at an address in Finglas. The men, in their 20s and 30s, will appear before the Criminal Courts of Justice later. Steps are being taken today to tackle the leading cause of deaths on farms. The Health and Safety Authority is starting a national safety drive focusing on the safe use of tractors, machinery and quad bikes on farms. over the last 10 years. 73 people have died in vehicle-related incidents in farmyards. HSA Senior Inspector Ger Hartnett describes the biggest risks.
Unfortunately, vehicle-related incidents continue to be the leading cause of work-related fatalities in the farming sector, and the authority is urging farmers and contractors to plan their work carefully and take steps to protect themselves and others.
Scammers are targeting dodgy boxes and smart TVs. They've targeted dodgy box TV systems with malware to rob Irish users' data, according to the Journal. Software can provide cyber criminals with an access point to get people's personal data. The Journal.ie news correspondent Niall O'Connor says Interpol in Lyon told them about it.
They revealed to us, which we published in the Journal yesterday, that there is a software called Badbox, and this software is, we'll say, being infected into devices like smart TVs and other internet-connected devices in the factories, particularly in Southeast Asia.
In entertainment news, Donald Trump has posted a skit from Saturday Night Live UK poking fun at himself and Keir Starmer to social media. The president has shared the video on his Truth Social platform without making any comment. The sketch aired on Sky One to kick off the British edition of the American late night comedy show, which has had largely positive reviews. And in sport, in GAA, tributes continue to pour in for the former Sunday Game presenter Michael Lester following his death. The Galway native passed away yesterday at the age of 71. He hosted RTÉ's flagship GAA show for 34 years, while also presenting coverage for athletics, motorsport and others. Pádraic Joyce grew up close to where Lester spent his formative years, and the Galway football boss says his passing is a huge loss for the sport.
Big loss to the community and GAA in general, because every household in the country would know his voice from Sunday afternoon and Sunday nights at times as well. Just a great GAA man, but a lovely, lovely, lovely natured man, great character. And look at our condolences to his wife and fat kids and his family here in Galway as well. It's sad, yeah.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.